Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our Christmas show.
Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
A long time ago, a woman called Mary found herself in an unusual situation. She was told by Angel Gabriel that she was going to have a baby. Shortly after this, Joseph was also visited by an angel and told that Mary was going to have a son of God. Joseph married Mary, and they left Nazareth for Bethlehem, as everyone had to go home to be registered for a census.
A bright star had appeared. Three wise men had seen this star and knew it represented the coming birth of the new king. They started to follow the star.
Mary and Joseph arrived at Bethlehem. By this time, Mary was in need of a place to give birth. Joseph knocked on doors of inns. But because everywhere was full, eventually an innkeeper let them stay in a stable.
Born in a stable and wrapped in swaddling clothes and placed in a manger. shepherds were watching their flocks. Angels appeared to the shepherds and announced the birth of Christ. The shepherds went to worship Jesus. The wise men came bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
you for watching our Christmas show.
This year, the money we have collected in Sunday school is going to be used to spread the word of God to the children in Armenia. We are now going to pass around Miss Piggy. Could you please add your own contributions to our offering? Thank you.
I'd like to make a little announcement. Every term we have a star chart, and as the children attend on Sundays, they stick a star next to their name showing that they've come. And today we've got two winners for the greatest attendance, so I'd like you all to give Rebecca and Ruth a big hand of applause. Thank you.
There is, however, one more person who turns up to church every Sunday, and has been responsible in the last 4 months for getting this production ready, and has almost single-handedly put this together herself. Thank you also to all of those who helped during those weeks when Tanya was at the back with the children, but as a special thank you, we'd like to give her a little something.
Praise him at your work. And